When Birds Get Too Smart. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Professor Ed Wasserman teaches experimental psychology at the University of Iowa, and he designed an experiment using shapes on cards to test the intelligence of crows.
So, for instance, if indeed you had two similar-sized squares in the center card, and to the left and to the right you had cards that had similar-sized triangles or different-sized triangles, The crows would choose the card that had the similar-sized triangles. Even though there's no identical match between the center card and either of the side cards.
And what's really scary is that the crows got it right, even though Professor Wasserman never specifically trained them for this type of mental exercise.
They had simply been trained to show a single item, like a square, and choose the square over the circle, or choose the circle over a triangle. So the crows were able to transfer a simple concept of identity to identical relations.
Did this surprise you that crows could do this?
When I first heard about it, I was gobsmacked.
And you add all this to the well-known ability of crows to recognize human faces and hold grudges and dive bomb you when you trespass on their part of the sidewalk, and it starts to get scary. And what I think is going on here is that too many researchers are giving crows these intelligence tests, and the crows are catching on. I think I saw one pecking on a smartphone the other day, probably ordering rancid French fries. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.